Blackstone Audio presents Murder Never Knocks, a Mike Hammer novel by Mickey Spillane and Max Allen Collins. This book is read by Stacy Keach. For my writer pal, Steve Mertz, whose love for Mickey's work rivals my own. Chapter 1. He just stood there looking at me. The silenced foreign-made automatic pointed at my chest. The key he had used in the door still in the fingers of his left hand until he gently dropped it in his pocket. I hadn't heard him at all. He was already framed in the doorway when I noticed him. But then he was the kind you didn't notice. 8 stories down on the streets of New York, there were thousands like him. Quiet people. Utterly uncommanding souls who could pass unnoticed anywhere. They could be next to you on the sidewalk, or maybe behind you without being seen, and speaking without being heard. Their faces and their actions would never be remembered except vaguely at best. Just part of the crowd. That made him anonymous. It also pegged him a pro, because such unremarkable people make the best killers. This one might have been a lower-level drone from Wall Street. Nice gray top coat, but off the rack. A darker gray trilby hat. Gray complexion, too. The only thing that stood out were the black-rimmed glasses on his narrow, soft-jawed face. And the eyes behind them were gray, too. His voice was a soft monotone, but there was something off in it. Mike Hammer, in person, in the flesh. Hard to believe. What was that something in his voice? Sarcasm? No. Respect? Or awe? It was like he'd spotted his favorite movie star across a room, or was taking in the Grand Canyon, or maybe Mount Rushmore. He did have a tinge of surprise tightening his eyes. That was probably because he hadn't expected to find me in the outer office, right there in front of him, big as life, ready for death. Belda, who wasn't just my secretary, but the other licensed PI at Michael Hammer Investigations, had left just before 5 for an urgent appointment. I'd hung around to take a phone call from the West Coast and was on my way out when I noticed a stack of afternoon mail on her desk. I perched on the edge of it, lit up a Lucky, and started thumbing through the envelopes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?